Homecoming, a powerful and haunting painting done by Bunky Echohawk in 2011, tells the gruesome story of one of six Pawnee scouts who were honorably discharged from the United States Army in 1869, only to be intentionally murdered and beheaded on their way home and sent to Washington to study their crania. Echohawk is a Native American artist and live performer who is also a traditional singer and dancer of the Pawnee Nation. He says the goal in his art is to exemplify the current state of Native America. His oil paintings show the disturbing truth about Native American treatment in the past and the present. This painting, with its bright colors and shocking representations, seems to me that it is showcasing the decapitated Native with the medal reading, Liberty 1868, hanging around his neck. The surprised look on his face describes how shocking this event was to the people who trusted the government. In the background of the picture, you can see wheat silos standing ominously, telling me that this most likely took place somewhere in the Plains area. Red hills in the background could symbolize the many senseless killings of Native Americans and all the blood shed on their own territory. Homecoming is an example of the horrific things the U.S. government did to the Native Americans in the 1800s and early 1900s. Natives had their land forcibly taken from them and had other land promised to them, only for it to be claimed as well. White settlers repeatedly violated treaties and contracts that were signed between the U.S. and the natives. This piece speaks to me very strongly about Echohawk's view on Native American treatment in the U.S. Homecoming is a beautiful and disturbing art piece that will be a stain on American history. This has been Logan Gross with another Bulldog Podcast.